The Million Dollar Woman presents Enjoy Financial Freedom by Planning for the Future. Financial independence, what does that mean? Well, Webster's Dictionary defines the term this way. Financial is pertaining to the science of managing money. Independence, freedom from assistance by others. So apparently financial independence means the ability to manage your money in such a way that you have sufficient funds to live your chosen lifestyle without assistance from others. In other words, sufficient money to meet all of your needs, whether you work or not, because a job is really assistance from someone else, your employer. Notice that this definition doesn't mention amounts of money or the symbols of having money that we often attach to financial independence. The truth is that if you suggest financial independence to most people, they immediately think of a materially rich lifestyle. But if you dig deeper, you'll find their personal definitions of financial independence to be as different as snowflakes. What does it really mean to you? To some people, financial independence might mean yachts, mansions, and expensive foreign cars. While to others, financial independence might simply mean never having to worry about bills again, knowing they will always have a comfortable home and the time and resources to enjoy their interests and hobbies. Yet to others, not having to work a second job or maybe just having sufficient income so their spouse could stay home with the children might seem like financial independence from where they sit. Before we get into what I think financial independence is and how it can be achieved, I'd first like to think about what financial independence would mean to you. What would it mean to your life? How would your days and your nights be better if you knew you had the resources to meet all of your obligations for the rest of your life? Please take a moment and really picture that lifestyle in your mind before you continue. The easiest way to begin framing this picture in your mind is to think of a typical day, not a special day where you do something you might only do occasionally, but an average day. A day that would only be filled with what you'd be doing most days once you've achieved financial independence. What time would you wake up? Would you be awakened by an alarm clock or by your body's clock? How quickly would you get out of bed? Once you arose, what would you do first? What would you do next? With whom would you spend this time? What would they be doing? When would you eat? What would you eat? What would be the main activity of your day? How would you spend the evening? What would determine when you went to bed? What would your home look like? What kind of vehicles would be a part of this typical day? You're playing a movie in your imagination, a movie of you navigating through a typical day in your retirement. Of course, retirement, by my definition, simply means the time after the part of your life when you had to work every day for a paycheck. In retirement, you may be as active as you were during your working years, but you're active at what you decide to be active at. So spend a few minutes daydream in a typical day in your retirement life. Are you ready to be financially independent? Assuming you've painted a clear picture of how your life would be and what resources it would take to live that life every day, are you ready to make the changes to your present life that will allow you to achieve that kind of independence? What changes? Well, let's face it, if no changes were necessary for you to achieve financial independence, you'd already be there. I mean, if what you've been doing with your life so far was the proper strategy for attaining financial freedom, you'd be on your way, or maybe even there already. Be honest, are we there yet? If you are there, then you won't need to continue with me. But if you're on the same path as I am, we will need to continue. Honesty will force us to admit that our prospects for true financial independence are a bit cloudy at best. Then let's go on. Let's start with your present reality. Forget the past and don't worry about the future. Let's deal with the right here and now. Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, "What lies behind us and what lies before us are small matters compared to what lies within us."